At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change. On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Raw Thoughts from A. We're talking about something that I think hits a lot of us, especially in today's world. The idea that if you don't work a traditional 9-to-5 full-time job every day, people automatically assume you're lazy, unmotivated, or a bum. It's this outdated mindset that says your worth is tied to whether or not you're working in an office. Clocking in, clocking out, Monday to Friday, and anything outside of that is somehow less valuable. But the truth is, that thinking is broken. Life doesn't look like that anymore. Work doesn't look like that anymore. And honestly, people who live outside that 9-to-5 box aren't bums. They're often the ones carving out new paths, creating, hustling, and surviving in a system that's not built for everyone. Let's start with where this comes from. For decades, the dream was a full-time job. You'd get hired at a company, stay there for years, maybe even your whole life, and climb the ladder. You'd get benefits, stability, a house, maybe a family. That was the standard. But times have changed. The economy isn't what it used to be. The cost of living is through the roof. Housing, rent, groceries, it's all insane. People are working harder than ever just to scrape by, and a single 9-to-5 job doesn't guarantee stability anymore. And yet, people still hold on to this old narrative that if you don't have that kind of job, you're failing at life. It's toxic, because it doesn't reflect reality anymore. So why do people judge? A lot of it comes into projection. People who stuck to that traditional path want to believe that that's the right one and the only one. They want to believe the sacrifice, the exhaustion, the decades in the system mean something. So when they see something someone does differently, whether it's freelancing, part-time work, gig jobs, or building something from scratch, they call it lazy, instead of admitting that maybe the system itself is flawed. Another reason is control. Society wants people to fit into neat boxes, students, workers, or a retiree. If you step outside that order, it makes people uncomfortable, so they label you instead of trying to understand you. Here's the thing. Just because you don't work 9-to-5 doesn't mean you're not working. Some people are grinding harder than ever outside of those hours than they did in the office. Freelancers might not have a boss breathing down their neck, but they're managing clients, deadlines, invoices, and self-discipline. That's not easy. Creatives, artists, musicians, content creators, they're constantly working behind the scenes, even if people don't see it as real work. Gig workers, driving, delivering, side hustling, they're all working long, inconsistent hours to make ends meet. That's survival, not laziness. Entrepreneurs are risking it all, building something from scratch, with no guarantee of success. That's courage, not bumming around. The point is, work doesn't look the same for everyone. And just because it doesn't fit the 9-to-5 mold, doesn't make it less valuable. But let's be real, the judgment hurts. When people constantly ask, "So what do you do?" and expect you to say something that fits their idea of real work, it weighs you down. When family members throw little comments like, "When are you going to get a proper job?" it makes you feel small. The constant invalidation can make you feel like you're not enough, even when you're working hard. And that's the part people don't see. The mental toll of being judged for not living by outdated standards. We need to redefine what success looks like. Success isn't just a 9-to-5 with a paycheck every 2 weeks. Success can be freedom, flexibility, balance. It can be having time for your passions. It can be creating something that matters to you. Sometimes success is just surviving in a system that's stacked against you, and that's okay. The truth is, everyone's path looks different. Some people thrive in a structured 9-to-5. Others thrive when they're building their own thing. Neither one is better than the other. They're just different. Think about the stories that don't get told. The artist who works nights painting because the day job doesn't cover rent. The single parent doing part-time shifts while also raising kids. The person working two gig jobs while studying, exhausted but determined. From the outside, people might say they're not doing enough. But when you look deeper, you realize they're doing more than enough. They're surviving. they're pushing, they're creating. Not all work looks visible, but that doesn't make it meaningless. Here's the bigger issue. The system is broken. People are told to go to school, get a degree, and then get a job. But the jobs don't pay enough to cover the cost of living. People are juggling debts, rent, inflation, and it feels impossible to get ahead. So when people don't have a 9-to-5, it's not always a choice. Sometimes it's the reality of the world we live in. And calling someone a bum for that, it's cruel. It ignores the bigger picture. If you've ever felt judged for not living that traditional work life, let me say this. You're not a bum. You're not lazy. You're not worthless. Your worth isn't tied to a paycheck or a job title or whether you work 9-to-5. Your worth is in who you are, how you show up in the world, and how you keep going even when it's hard. So don't let anyone shame you into thinking you're less. Their narrow definition of success doesn't define you. The idea that not having a 9-to-5 makes you a bum or lazy, it's outdated, toxic, and untrue. Work looks different for everyone now. Life looks different for everyone now. If you're working hard, surviving, creating, or even just trying to figure it all out, you're doing enough. Don't let the judgment sink in. Don't let society's narrow mindset define your value. Because at the end of the day, you're not a bum, you're not lazy, you're just living differently. And that's more than okay. It's powerful. Thanks for listening to Raw Thoughts from A. Until next time, keep going your own way.